The DNR has used tracking surveys, radio collar monitoring, and reported sightings to come up with a final wolf population estimate of between 465 and 502 wolves as of the end of winter. That's a smaller range than given during a preliminary estimate. But it still shows a 7% growth in the wolf population over last year. DNR wolf expert Adrian Weideman says there are several reasons Wisconsin has more wolves.
Habitat conditions are good. Deer populations are at very high levels, so the food supply is very plentiful for them out there. I think public acceptance of wolves is pretty good right now, and so all those things are contributing to maintaining the healthy population.
The DNR has had a management plan for the wolves for more than 25 years. Weideman says he'll present some modest modifications to the DNR board later this month. One change would be to allow some problem wolves to be trapped up to 1 mile away from where it's believed they killed livestock, instead of only a half mile away. Weideman says trappers need more flexibility.
Based on where we've had trapping of problem wolves in the last 3 years, that sometimes if you're only trapping within half a mile of a farm site, you can't find good, adequate places for setting traps. And by expanding that area a little bit further, it expands our opportunity to catch the problem wolves.
Weideman says with the state's sizable wolf population, he's not worried about trappers taking too many of the animals. He also says wolf attacks on livestock continue to be a problem, with more than a half dozen cases already this year. Weideman says the state will gain more flexibility with the wolf population if the federal government goes ahead with a proposal to delist the wolf as an endangered or threatened species. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.